For R&B singer Anthony Hamilton, it's not all about the numbers. The Grammy-nominated artist worked with 6 record labels over 11 years trying in vain to get his music out, all the while toiling away by singing background or writing hits for other artists like D'Angelo and Tupac. But in 2003, he finally broke through with his own album. The record went platinum and justified Hamilton's faith in his brand of Southern Soul.
There's a proper time and place for everything, and once you put so much time into it, you'd be a fool to turn around and walk away from it, because I tasted it. Taste was great. And I think it not taking off all at once benefited me, because I had more passion and I was pissed off. It just made me sing harder.
Cornbread, fish, and collard greens. I got what you need if you want me.
Because I'm a pimp, girl.
If you want me.
I'm a pimp, girl.
Cornbread, fish, and collard greens.
Hamilton is back with a new CD called Ain't Nobody Worryin'. Critics and fans alike say his rich, gritty voice and his lyrics put Hamilton in the same league as soul giants like Al Green, Otis Redding, and Bill Withers.
It makes me feel really blessed to have those comparisons to people who really put it down. Like, I'm just a new cat coming along.
You know what's interesting to me in the comparison to Bill Withers? The songwriting is what I hear. I mean, Bill Withers was a masterful songwriter, particularly when talking about stories and things that are so common.
Yeah.
That we all can see it when someone sings it. That's what you try to do.
Yeah, like even when I speak, I think I speak the same way I write. I kind of see it a certain way, and it leads me to write it exactly how I'm seeing it.
Why must they try to tell them the house when they know it's made from love and they can never stand in our way?
Talk to me about the new material. One of the things that I hear in it even more than the first CD is there is a social consciousness in a lot of these songs. And in particular, Ain't Nobody Worryin'.
Oh, yeah. It was very important for me to touch on things that haven't changed, like schools. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. My lady's from Ohio. And the schools are being torn down and they're turning them into high-rise condos. And AIDS ain't changed. How can we say we care about that and the only thing we do is promote sex?
These are our precious times. Diseases taking lives. Medicaid ran out. Showed me a weapon line. There's a mother on her own trying to beat the drought. Tell me when will this end? All the suffering. My faith is running low. Ain't nobody worrying. No more, no more, no more. No more, no more.
You have stayed true to what I have seen and known as the real traditional root of black music, and that is even with, you know, sex symbols like a Teddy Pendergrass from years back or Sam Cooke and Otis Redding, there was still a level of
class
and the idea of being a gentleman in the way you present yourself. That is what you have done.
Yeah, man. I think I don't want to offend nobody, first off, and I think We could be so much further if we didn't allow people to persuade us to be buffoons or lose character that was built so many years ago when you go out and just kind of let yourself go. And I'm a church boy. I got whoopings. So I'm afraid at any moment my grandmother could just swing down from heaven with a switch.
There is also a Southern pride that you make sure is instilled in all that you write. I mean, even on the new CD, there's something called Southern Stuff. And it gives for those that ain't been in the backyard going and all of that. It, there is an understanding of what it is to be Southern.
Southern is a slow-paced persona that comes about. You know, a little church, a little barbecue. Yes, ma'am and no, ma'am. I'm proud of that.
Talk to me, too, about there's a track on there, Never Love Again.
Yeah. Being in love, it comes around ever so often for a man. And I don't know. We don't allow it to happen no more than a few times. And this is my way of telling a woman, like, look, we're willing to love. But once we get hurt, it's hard for us to open up. I wanted to let them know that if you approach me a certain way and understand this is what I'm going through and this is how I'm thinking, you can definitely open me up to love again.
How could I ever love again?
How could I ever love again?
I don't want to be made a fool no more than once. Mm-hmm. And I've been there, and it hurts, and you do feel like a fool, but I don't know. Like, once you get a good dose of love, somebody come in and they talk to you and kind of pamper you back to wellness, it's all worth the ride.
You know what they say about a man, it's hard for him to fall in love. Once hurt, he'll never give in, it's hard for him to try.
Talk to me about the fun of a song like Sister Big Bone. Talk to me about that a bit.
Sister Big Bone. Keep some meat on you. It's my way of saying I full-figured women are beautiful. I encourage women to just feel good about who you are. You know, these thick southern women or wherever you're from, you're feeling good about yourself, smiling, shiny lips. It looks good. Eat a little bit. But I still encourage you to be healthy and happy. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I just love it. I'd rather a woman have a few curves.
A little something.
Even you got thin women that are Sister Big Bones. Mm-hmm. Thick legs, little roundness.
Bright eyes and things, soft hair, earring. Just a few of the things I like about you. Sister Big Bones.
Big Bones.
Can a brother walk you home?
Can I walk?
So this is a big CD for you. We should note that another CD had come out called Soul Life, but it was really older material that a record company you were under decided after the popularity of the first one to
Soul
put
Life
out.
Atlantic.
We talked about that, whether you were worried whether it was going to infringe on this. I tell you, it won't. But talk to me about, I know you got some angst about this. I know you're saying, man, this is the one I want to make sure. Because in talking to you, I know you want this to be a long, fruitful career.
Yeah, I do. I want to be able to do it as long as I can. It was a situation where I knew I had to do a second album, but something that kind of got a little scary, I bruised my vocal cord, and I had to be quiet for like three or four months. And I thought, well, if I can't deliver, how am I going to really make this album exactly what it needs to be? But I healed up, I went back in, and I sung extremely passionate after I was finishing. That made me secure after that, and I didn't really worry about the sophomore jinx.
Well, I would tell you, I don't think you have to worry about it. The CD is called Ain't Nobody Worrying, and good to have you with us.
Good to be here too, man.
You got that southern stuff I like. It's like after school, leading hard compliment to you. Barbecue, I'll even open the door for you. I know that's what you like.
I know that's you what you like.
You got that southern stuff I like. Like,
sweet southern thing, pretty skin, happy.